AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. A brazen attack today in Turkey. The Russian ambassador to that country was gunned down as he was speaking at a public event. This is the AP's Vladimir Isashenko.
It was not immediately clear how the attacker managed to enter the guarded building. But one possibility was him hailing a police ID card, as some Turkish reports suggested.
The response from the State Department came swiftly.
The United States condemns the assassination today in Ankara. Russian Ambassador Andrei Karlov.
That attack comes just a day before a key meeting in Moscow on the situation in Syria. The gunman reportedly shouted slogans referencing the civil war there. Meantime, at the UN, a vote today in favor of sending monitors to ensure the safe passage of refugees out of eastern Aleppo. America's UN Ambassador Samantha Power says it's vital to get those monitors in place quickly.
Getting these monitors in to eastern Aleppo, onto the buses, at the points of egress from the besieged part of eastern Aleppo, which is now very small but has in it tens of thousands of people still, that urgent implementation of this resolution is everything.
But the Syrian government says the evacuation may be completed by as soon as tomorrow morning. In this country, the focus is on state houses, where electors are confirming that Donald Trump will become the 45th president. Ohio elector Richard Jones says he's been inundated with advice about how he should vote.
I've been ready to vote for Donald Trump today, and I've been getting probably 1,000 letters probably a day. My mailman has to back up into the driveway to deliver the mail in boxes.
Pennsylvania electors have already confirmed their votes.
The vote for President of the United States was 20 votes for Donald J. Trump,
which prompted this response from the State House gallery. Despite the scattered protests, Donald Trump is expected to get the required 270 votes it needs to become next president. On Wall Street, the Dow's up by 36. This is AP Radio News. Politicians in North Carolina have now struck a deal to kill that state's so-called bathroom law. It was roundly criticized for its restrictions on rights of LGBT people. It also cost the state scores of jobs and contributed to the Republican governor's narrow loss. Fed Chairman Janet Yellen today has some positive news for graduates at the University of Baltimore.
After years of a slow economic recovery, you are entering the strongest job market in nearly a decade.
And she says that grads with a college degree are far more likely to find a job, keep a job, and have higher job satisfaction and higher salaries than they have in recent years. The Pentagon is saying that talks are continuing with the Chinese over a stolen underwater drone. That drone was stolen last week out of the South China Sea. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook says the U.S. and China are working out the details of the return of it. He says it was seized illegally, and the U.S. wants it returned as quickly as possible. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.